This is the 16th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery Online Meeting, held on August 7, 2022. Meeting originator and coordinator is Samer Haas. The speaker is Professor Abdel Amir Al-Khafaji, President of the Iraqi Neurosurgery Board, Department of Neurosurgery, Neurosciences Teaching Hospital in Baghdad, and he will talk about neurosurgery in Iraq, the Iraqi Neurosurgery Board.
I only will talk a few minutes about Iraqi Board of Neurosurgery. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Board for Neurosurgery Training for first year. The students, they are in post-rotation coming to us as exam for competition, which is including neurosurgery practice and neurosurgery, some text of they read it and they go for exam. Then the mark of the success is 50, and there are for this is only limited number of students. Also, we have an equation for the situation of this student in his college and his mark in his college with the mark of the exam. This is example for our competition exam. Then the Iraqi Council of Neurosurgery consists of 5 persons who are in degree of prof, 4 of them from medical college and 1 for Ministry of Health. Centers are 4 in Baghdad, 3 in North and 3 in South. We have in Iraq only 2 hospitals specialized in neurosurgery. Each center has its trainers in the degree of consultant or prof, assistant or prof. There are the trainers. And each center has its theoretical program daily for practical and theater and surgical procedure. Now, first year examination, including neuroanatomy, neurophysiology, neuropathology, and basic surgical handbook, neurosurgery text. First year training, 6 months in general surgery, 2 months in neurology, 2 in RCU, 1 month in neuro-ophthalmology, 1 month in psychiatry, and then the exam. Success is mandatory to go to second stage. Second year, training in hospitals as first call, they should master trauma, emergency, medical, and surgical consultation, life-saving procedure, advanced life-saving, including tracheostomy, chest tube, central venous line. At the end of this, you go to the third year, but without examination. A third year training as a second assistant in theater, prepare patient for surgery. Important figure and team at that level, he is had morning and night tour post operative follow up. At the end of the year, he should master clinical examination. And we exam them practical examination, long, short case, and oral exam. At the end of this year, he should be a neurologist beside the neurosurgeon. In the fourth year, our student now master a clinical examination. He has full basic anatomy, physiology, pathology, trauma, life-saving measure, and life-saving doctor. Now, he is also assistant in all craniotomy, might be his senior in some of procedures, shunt, hydatid glioma alone. He can do meningocele, VP shunt, decompressive laminectomy. Also, gamma surgery. Here, we concentrate on surgical personality and give more time to contact with his senior all time. He passed the last year without exam, but here he have only a discussion of a thesis. Last year, he is a head of team, surgeon of most cases, 9 tour guide, preparation of patients. He will be responsible on every defect examination of final exam. We have in final exam, theory 2 paper, including 200 MCQ, and practical long, short, oral slide, and OSCE. Thesis, In the fourth year, we have, and this is three supervisor and a degree of a prof or prof assistant or consultant, and this is mandatory. Centers, the in the centers of Iraqi centers of neurosurgery hospitals and centers, we have only two hospital, and other centers belong to Ministry of Health or they are related to medical college. We have orbit surgery, trauma, spine, vascular, gamma, functional, oncology, endoscopy. Now we have gamma exoscopy entered to some centers, deep vagal nerve stimulation and angio. A text humans textbooks core for atlas for operative and handbook. Now I will show you this picture. This is important. I talk about the how what is the Iraqi board, the student, the examination, but how this board initiated. This figure at one time was all the neurosurgeon of Iraq. Here, Prof. Abdul Hadi Al-Khalili. He is the first prof in neurosurgery in the history of Iraq. And he is also, besides he is a neurosurgeon, initiate the orbital surgery in Iraq. And here, Prof. Saad Al-Wutri, who initiate the neurosurgery board. Other neurosurgeon, Ja'far Khalidi, Ja'far Naqib, Tariq Zayn, Samir Hassan Aboud, Dr. Hikmat, and the others. This is a historical photo. I choose those three figures. Here, Prof. Abdul Hadi Al-Khalili, who initiate the real branch of neurosurgery in Medical College of Baghdad, and he's the first prof. Here, Prof. Al-Wutri, he initiated the neurosurgery in Iraq. And here, our senior, Hikmat Siddiq. He was a pioneer of spine surgery in Iraq, a pioneer of orbit surgery in Iraq. These figures also from history. Here, Prof. Al-Wutri and Prof. Samir Hassan Aboud. And this photo in a neurosurgical hospital, Prof. Al-Wutri and our student of Iraqi board. Here also our student, and here me and Prof. Yasser and Prof. Ahmed Abdesalam Traqchi and Prof. Ayad, the trainers of the training. And here in Germany for endoscopy of the brain with GAB. This is in Japan, me and Dr. Yasser and five medical student in Narita Hospital. And this with our student of Iraqi board. And this 2021, only four student, five, and one other one absent are be a neurosurgeon, Iraqi neurosurgeon. Here in Gamma Knife. This is the Iraqi board, all the branches, facial maxillary, neurosurgery, general surgery, radiology, neurology, and all the people here. And those are the chief of all Iraqi board of board. This is during discussion of thesis. This is pituitary surgery, I think, hydrated, which is common in Iraq. This is also pituitary, and this is our student finishing their board. Here, this is a historical photo. Our prof, I think this is in Medical College of Baghdad. And here, our student in the lecture room, they are Iraqi board student. This is the ICON gamma surgery. And this is first case we did for gamma surgery. The important things, we are three seniors always working together. Thank you. I finished the my talk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very sorry, much. Because this is not my computer.
Yeah.
My brother helped me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the interesting and important presentation to tell us about the Iraqi board. If there is any question, please, you want to ask him, because we have 10 more minutes.
I could I ask you a question?
Yes.
Abdul, I'd like to ask you to say the neurosurgery residency, is it 4 years in addition to the 6 years that the student has to go to medical school? Is that how it is?
Yes, after he finishing medical college, then after he completes his working in the hospital for 1 year in his rotation, he can become competent with others for a neurosurgeon. A neurosurgeon here, if we accept him and his success, is 5 years.
Neurosurgery is 5 years?
Yes.
He has to do 1 year beforehand, after graduation, just as a clerkship or houseman.
I understand. Okay. And the students, once they finish medical student school, have to compete to be accepted in neurosurgery? Is that how your system works? It's true in our system, but...
the student first go to work in Ministry of Health as a rotator in the main branches, medicine, surgery, gynae, pediatric, and then he can be accepted in the Iraqi board.
I see. Do you have more people who apply for the positions than you have, or can you take as many as possible?
What you mean?
If many students would like to go into neurosurgery,
yes.
Do you have room for them, or do you have to select them?
No, we have a selection on their degree in the exam, and there is an equation beside his degree in the exam, his position in his college, if he is the first student, suppose that this college accepted 200 students. He is number 10 or number 20. This is different. And the number of the student in the college and this equation plus our mark in our exam. And if he has a residency in the neurosurgery also for 1 month, he take 0.5 mark, and we calculate, and we should accept a limited number. Nowadays we can accept 20, but before many years we accept only 10. Before this we accept 5.
I see.
Yes.
Jorge, is that system similar in South America or Latin America?
Yes, it's similar. And also, I want to add one of the comment. Also, we have the similar system we have in South America. I mean, not surprised to find is the same system in Iraq, and I'm sure it's in the Middle East, is why the first surgery that the resident does is a VP shunt. My God, no. And that's why when we look at the rate of complication of the VP shunts, We don't know whether it was related to the lack of experience of the junior guy sort of stumbling onto the chant. I'm not blaming that. I mean, please, the professor is illuminating. We do exactly the same here.
Yeah, we do the same.
Was November 7, a VP chant. My first surgery, solo, November 7, 1979. Now will be an anniversary of that. Is a VP chant. And we always forget. I understand the Milo, the meningocele. And yes, it's similar, but we don't have to do the thesis at the end. Whereas in many countries in Central America, they do have to do the thesis, which is at a very good idea. Here in the United States, we don't do that. And excellent and illuminating at the presentation. And I also took a picture, the screenshot of the professors at the presentation of all the people on the board. There is a large number of women in that very nice picture where all are nicely dressed for the board. And amazing. So I took a screenshot for that.
Thank you very much. Ali, is it in Europe? You were trained in Europe and France. Is it the same there?
Sir, it's only 4 years. At that time that I was there, it was 4 years training, but it was mostly in the operating room. And we had the group who used the ICU, which was done by the reanimator or anesthesiologist, but we rotated with them if they needed help to do the drainage or any over the bed procedures. But believe it or not, the first time, as you mentioned in one of the conferences at UCLA, my mentor, after the surgeries, he said, you have to go to do the tracheostomy. Have you done it? I said, I know how to do, but I haven't done. That was the first year. He took me to the bed of the patient. He said, help me. I helped it. And he said, from tomorrow, you have to do. I have done more than 100 cases of the tracheostomy. Mm-hmm. It's because my mentor was very special, very one of the greatest hand of neurosurgery. So it depends on the mentors who train.
Hadi, thank you for allowing us to ask questions. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Any other question, please, from the audience to Dr. Abdelmir?
Can I ask a few?
Of course.
Dr. Khalil? Yeah. First, thank you, Professor Abdelmir Jassim, for this presentation. It's quite orienting for everybody about what is this the structure of Iraqi board. I think it's interesting, and I know a lot about the challenges that he faced while planning for the future. I want to put this as a question, but I know that there's a quite challenges. Maybe it's helpful to put these challenges here in this meeting, so we may figure out what we can do for the future. So my question is that, is there a plan for subspecialty to be included in the future for the Iraqi board? And thank you again for the presentation, Professor.
Hello, Dr. Samer, thank you. Yes, we are doing this plan. Now we have a spinal surgery sharing with orthopedics. You know, the spine surgeon should have ortho spine and the neuro spine. And now we have one student in our spinal fellowship. And we prepare when the other equipment is available for other things. I hope in the past to initiate the vascular, but you know that we are had a paucity or deficit in angiograph. Now I think we will take two, and skull-based surgery also. I want to start it. What make me sure we can do, my colleague, we have a young intelligent neurosurgeon in Iraq, and I have a very intelligent assistant in our centers in North and with me in the board and in our centers. I want to start the skull base and vascular. But you know, also we have a paucity of hospitals. All Iraq had only two hospitals, and the general hospital, the environments in the general hospital, not very helpful. It is a negative stakeholders, I think. So with the time, we can start this, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor.
Dr. Samad,
mind if I ask one question, please? Dr. Jassim, thank you very much for your nice presentation. There is one question I see. In the last few sessions, I was with this group with Dr. Samar. There are a lot of young ladies who are interested in neurosurgery. Are you going to give some advantage to help them to get to the neurosurgery? Because now at UCLA, we have a lot of ladies who are in neurosurgery residency and other programs. Are you going to give some advantage to them? Because if they are interested, we have to help them to come up to the, I don't know, each culture and each country is different, but maybe you give some advantage to them, because I see so many of them are so enthusiastic. Maybe you have to consider some advantage for these young ladies to be involved in neurosurgery, although gentlemen are always welcome, but the field is changing. Sorry to ask.
Yes. Iraqi women and Iraqi doctors, they are very interested in neurosurgery because they are strong. They can do hardly. Since their rotation, they work hard. I think neurosurgery is not difficult, not more difficult than the gynecology calls in Iraq. Also, neurosurgery now is developing. I see them, they are very interested in gamma knife. They master it. And with the future, if we can brought to our hospitals exoscopy and these tools, it become more easier. So I encourage them, but they are coming to neurosurgery.
Thank you, sir.
Abdelhamir.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any intention of starting pediatric neurosurgery as a subspecialty soon?
Pediatric surgery board has many difficulties because they are a part of general surgery, pediatric general surgery. Now, they start to do pediatric neurosurgery, and they are very difficult. I talk with them. They find it very difficult to start now with us for pediatric neurosurgery. Okay. We are ready.
The last question is, how many female students in the board and how many graduates from the board as female?
Iraqi board graduate, I think now three. We have in first class four, and in the I think we have seven or eight students now, but they are increasing. You can imagine that in this year we accept four.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Abdelhamir, for your presentation and for answering the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We hope you enjoyed these presentations. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to receive CME credit. This program and series was supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Osman Educational Foundation, which are the owners of SNI and SNI Digital, and associated with the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the leading gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks, and Role Models, and the founder of the Medical News Network. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Or if you have questions or comments, please send them to ausman@snidigital.org. We want to thank you for attending this meeting and listening to these lectures.